Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete Air Fryer Cooking Guide by Sam Milner and Dom Milner is a practical kitchen reference designed to remove guesswork from everyday air frying. Rather than focusing on full recipes, it concentrates on one of the biggest pain points for air fryer users, getting dependable cooking times and temperatures for common foods. The guide compiles over 27.5 entries covering a wide range of ingredients and popular staples, including poultry, fish, vegetables, frozen foods, and familiar favorites such as chips, roast potatoes, and steak. Built for real kitchen use, it is presented in a fast lookup format that prioritizes clarity and convenience, and it provides temperatures in both Celsius and Fahrenheit. The physical product is also positioned as durable and countertop friendly, with laminated pages intended to withstand splashes and frequent handling, and a design meant to keep key information visible while you cook. Overall, it functions as a reliable companion for anyone who wants consistent air fryer results with minimal friction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, times and temperatures as the core of consistent air fryer results. The book is organized around a simple promise: accurate cooking times and temperatures are the foundation of successful air fryer cooking. Air fryers can produce excellent results quickly, but small changes in heat, portion size, or food type can lead to uneven browning, undercooked centers, or overdried textures. By centering the guide on tested timings and temperature settings for popular ingredients, the Milners address the most common daily decision a user faces: what to set the air fryer to and how long to run it. This emphasis makes the guide useful, even if you already own multiple air fryer recipe books. Recipes often assume a specific model or portion, and many home cooks end up adjusting by trial and error. A dedicated timing reference supports better judgment and repeatability, especially for staples you cook frequently. It also encourages a more confident workflow, where you can plan a meal by selecting ingredients and then checking the relevant entry rather than searching online or guessing. The result is a utility-focused approach, not inspirational food writing, but a structured, functional tool intended to help users achieve consistent outcomes across common foods and everyday meals. Secondly, broad ingredient coverage for everyday cooking. From fresh to frozen, a defining feature of the guide is its range of coverage across familiar categories people routinely air fry. The content includes entries for ingredients such as poultry and fish, alongside vegetables, and a strong emphasis on convenient items including frozen foods. This matters because air fryers are often purchased to make weeknight cooking quicker, and frozen or semi-prepared foods are a major part of that reality for many households. The guide also highlights popular comfort staples such as chips and roast potatoes, along with proteins like steak, by spanning from fresh ingredients to freezer staples. It supports multiple cooking styles. A health-focused user might check vegetables and lean proteins, while a busy parent might rely on frozen options. And a student might rotate through simple, repeatable foods. Because the book is a time and temperature reference rather than a recipe collection, the breadth functions as a menu of what is practical to air fry and how to do it reliably. It helps users build meals from components, mix and match side dishes, and avoid the most common failure points when switching between food types, such as differences in density, moisture, and desired browning. Thirdly, kitchen-first design, durable pages, and fast lookup usability, unlike many cookbooks that are meant to be read away from the stove. This guide is positioned as a tool that stays in the kitchen during cooking. The durable laminated pages are intended to handle splashes and frequent handling, which fits the reality of checking a setting with oily hands or placing a reference near a working appliance. This durability supports its role as a functional companion rather than a once-in-a-while read. The format is designed for speed. A quick reference layout reduces friction when you need an answer immediately, such as when you are switching from cooking one ingredient to another or when you are preparing multiple items. The flipchart style presentation is meant to make it easy to see information at a glance, minimizing page turning and helping you keep attention on the food rather than the book. The guide also includes a hook and a magnetic adhesive strip, reflecting an assumption about how it will be used, hung or attached to an accessible kitchen surface, so the information is always within reach. This physical usability distinguishes it from standard cookbooks and aligns with its mission of reducing guesswork and making air fryer cooking more routine and dependable. Fourthly, practical accessibility, dual temperature scales, and everyday clarity. One way the guide broadens its usefulness is by providing temperatures in both Celsius and Fahrenheit. Air fryer communities are international, and appliances as well as online advice often mix measurement systems. Including both scales helps prevent conversion errors that can meaningfully affect results, especially in high heat, short-time cooking where a small difference can shift crispness, browning, or doughness. Beyond the numbers, the guide's value proposition depends on clarity. A time and temperature book only works if readers can quickly find what they need and trust what they see. Presenting the information in a clear, consistent format supports confident cooking and reduces the mental load of interpreting varied sources. This is especially helpful for beginners, who may not yet have strong instincts for what a food should look like at a given stage in an air fryer. The dual-scale approach also makes the guide easier to share within households, where different family members may be familiar with different systems. In practice, that means fewer mistakes, smoother handoffs, and a more standardized way to cook everyday foods across a range of users and cooking habits. Lastly, credibility through testing and the author's specialist air fryer background, the book is presented as the product of specialist air fryer experience. Sam Milner and Dom Milner are associated with Recipethis.com, a kitchen gadget focused food site, and the guide emphasizes that the cooking times and temperatures are tested. For a reference book, this claim is central readers are not just buying a list, they are buying confidence that the settings have been tried and refined. This positioning also explains why the guide can function as a companion to recipe books. Many cooks enjoy recipe inspiration, but still struggle with execution details when their appliance differs from the author's or when portion sizes change. A tested reference can reduce the need to cross-compare multiple sources and can create a more repeatable baseline for doneness and texture. The author's broader work in air fryer publishing reinforces that the guide is part of a practical, user-focused approach rather than a trend-driven novelty. In a crowded category of air fryer titles, credibility comes from consistency and kitchen realism. By emphasizing tested settings and a straightforward utility format, the book aims to be trusted for everyday decisions rather than occasional experimentation. In conclusion, the complete air fryer cooking guide is best suited to home cooks who want reliable air fryer outcomes without searching the internet every time a new ingredient goes in the basket. Beginners will benefit from having a clear starting point for common foods, while experienced users can use it as a fast reference to speed up decision-making and improve consistency across different meals. It is particularly useful for busy households and anyone who relies on repeat staples, including frozen foods and quick sides, because those are exactly the situations where timing errors are most frustrating. The practical benefit is straightforward: fewer failed batches, less trial and error, and a smoother weeknight workflow. Instead of treating the air fryer like an appliance that requires constant experimentation, the guide encourages a more confident, routine style of cooking based on tested settings. What helps it stand out in the air fryer category is its format and purpose. Many air fryer books compete on recipe volume and photos, but this one is designed as a durable, glanceable reference that stays in the kitchen. The laminated pages and hangable quick lookup design reinforce that it is meant to be used while cooking, not just read. As a companion to recipe books or as a standalone tool for everyday staples, it occupies a clear niche, dependable times and temperatures, made easy to access when it matters. If you would like to support Sam Milner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.